Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
Welcome along and thanks for downloading today's podcast, a roundup of all the top stories from across Kent for you. And first up, a professor from the county says England should follow Wales in having another national lockdown if we're to get to grips with coronavirus cases. Now, we told you yesterday how people living in Wales will be banned from socialising for just over 2 weeks from Friday. Well, Professor Martin Michaelis from the University of Kent has been speaking to Ish for the Kent Online podcast.
In the end, it's always the question how many people we accept as a society to die from this, or to which extent we want to protect ourselves as a society. And obviously, there are many different opinions on that. But if the priority is to save lives that would have been lost to COVID-19, yes, this is the right thing to do.
And we keep hearing, obviously, there is this unfortunate and delicate balance between trying to do that, but also trying to protect businesses and jobs and the economy. What are the benefits of going into a short-scale national lockdown?
Yeah, you reduce transmission. You provide some time. I think really the real advantage, or it will only have a real advantage when there's a strategy, what we do afterwards, how we keep things going in a sustainable way. And so far, this hasn't worked. That's very obvious. We had a lockdown, the numbers were low. But then we basically waited until the numbers started to rise again. And we all have seen this coming now. So you need a plan.
On the flip side, though, what are the negative consequences of having to go into another, you know, full-scale lockdown? We know about the damage on people's mental health. We've seen how many jobs have been lost. Could that not worsen as a consequence?
The question is, the virus is here. It's not going to go away. So we have to live with it. So really the point is, and it is interesting, these are people who say, who are in favor of a lockdown and those opposed to a lockdown, both say we have to live with it. Some more or less mean, oh, we have to accept the death toll. Others mean there are ways to live in a safer way so that we don't infect each other in the same way. And now the question is, how much are we prepared to invest in our daily life in reducing virus spread? So clearly there are mental health issues. There are new numbers I've just seen that show that more people also die from non-COVID causes because of the lockdown. Of course, if somebody's cancer is diagnosed later because there's no service because COVID-19, this can have traumatic consequences. Yeah, if people lose their livelihoods, their jobs, that's terrible. But in the end, the question is, if we don't have a lockdown, if we let this virus spread, whether this would cause actually fewer problems. And I'm not convinced of that. We have already seen 40,000 deaths. Yeah, we will see hundreds of thousands of deaths if we don't tackle the virus, if we don't do these things. And obviously, people won't behave as normal. All these ideas that economy will still be thriving depend on that people still come to work, that they're not sick, that they still come to work. They're not worried to come out of the house. But you can imagine if the things become worse than they were in March, April, and the numbers just continue to increase. People won't go to work normally because everybody will directly experience the threat. So I think we shouldn't panic, but we also shouldn't take it lightly.
Data today from the Office for National Statistics shows a sharp rise in the number of weekly coronavirus deaths in England and Wales. It's up to its highest level since early July, with 438 recorded in the first week of October. Well, staying with COVID news, and 33 more students have tested positive at the University of Kent and Canterbury Christchurch. Those figures for the past week are more than four times higher than the previous 7 days. dies, but a spokesperson says the numbers are still comparatively low. Meantime, almost 100 pupils and staff at a school in Dartford are having to isolate after 4 confirmed cases of coronavirus there. 2 pupils and 2 members of staff have tested positive at Wentworth Primary. Years 2, 3 and 5 children have been told to stay at home. And 4 members of staff at an Aldi food distribution centre on Sheppey have also contracted the virus. 12 other workers at the site in Neats Court in Queenborough have told to isolate. Supermarket bosses say the entire site's been thoroughly cleaned and they have measures in place to make sure everyone is safe.
Kent Online News.
A man who tried to smuggle asylum seekers into the UK via Kent in the cab of his lorry has been jailed for 2 years. Border Force officers stopped the Romanian national's vehicle at Dover's Eastern Docks last month and found 3 people from Albania inside. The 26-year-old admitted assisting unlawful immigration into the UK. A diver has been taken to hospital following an incident at a water sports centre in Kent, the 3rd case of its kind in as many months. Emergency crews were called to what's known as the Blue Lake at Horling over the weekend. The site has recently opened as a scuba diving centre. Now, it's claimed that some businesses in Kent might be forced to close if the UK can't agree a trade deal with the EU. Talks, you might have heard, have actually stalled with just 73 days to go until the Brexit transition period ends in January. Karen Constantine is a Labour county councillor for Thanet and has been on KMTV. She feels voters have been lied to about an oven-ready agreement.
We were told that the Europeans would want to deal with us and we were the ace in the game, as it were. We were promised sunlit uplands and that just hasn't materialised. But I'll tell you what's happening. I'm seeing on my local high street in Ramsgate, all the shops are closing down. People don't have any money to spend. And the large organisations, the large companies can't afford to keep those places open.
She's worried the value of the pound will keep falling, making goods more expensive. We're being asked what we think about plans to build 200 homes and a new secondary school on the site of a former quarry in Medway. Developers also want to convert a 14th century barn off Parsonage Lane in Frinsbury into a wedding venue. Some residents are concerned it could cause traffic congestion and noise. An online consultation is underway. Get Rain Max and Wellies at the ready. A weather warning's been issued for heavy rain in Kent because of Storm Barbara. A yellow alert's due to come into force from 3 tomorrow morning and will last until 2 in the afternoon. We're told it could mean some travel disruption and maybe even possible flooding. And there might be restrictions at the moment, but new figures show a big rise in the number of people going into Canterbury Cathedral. It was the 11th most visited paid-for attraction in England last year. More than 1.2 million people went there, an increase of almost 350,000 compared to 2018. The Tower of London came top of the list by Visit England.
Kent Online Sport.
Footage has emerged showing a group of football players fighting after a match involving a Kent club. The Southern Counties East Football League are investigating an altercation in a car park after Sheppey United's win at Corinthian on Saturday. It's understood a row also broke out at the club's bar before the game. You can see video at kentonline.co.uk. Staying with football, and Gillingham will be hoping to bounce back from a disappointing defeat at the weekend when they host Portsmouth later. The Gills are beaten 2-0 away at MK Dons on Saturday and are now 8th in the League One table. Well, boss Steve Evans says it's always tough going up against the big clubs like tonight's opponents.
Portsmouth, a big spend in Fleetwood, and Ipswich, you'll get probably 10 times your budget, and with Sunderland above 50. But it's not about that, it just means they command good players. So we have to be at our best, come up and be at our best every week to get a point and hopefully get 3.
Kick-off at Priestfield this evening is at 6:30. Don't forget, you can follow Kent Online Gills on Twitter for regular updates. And another bit of news for Gills fans. Club secretary Gwen Poynter has left Priestfield. She'd been in the job for 26 years. Well, that's it for today, but you can also now subscribe to the IM News app. That will give you access to all KM Group newspapers. And to do it, just head to iliffmediasubs.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.